Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. This show is about the genre of music known as the blues, and we do all blues and nothing but blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host for this week's program. I missed out a couple weeks due to this nasty cold that's been going around. And when your job is to speak on the microphone and you can't speak, it's a little hard to do your job. So I'm going to do my best today to get through without coughing, without hacking, maybe without losing my voice. And I think we have a wonderful show in store for you today. Some of the newer artists, some of the older artists, not quite as mainstream, but very good blues artists nonetheless, award-winning blues artists, well-accomplished artists, and just fabulous musicians. With that being said, let's get right into it. Let's get into, how about Mr. Mike Zito from St. Louis with Wasted Time.
No more wasted time.
All right, Wasted Time for Mr. Mike Zito. That's a pretty hot guitar right there. I just discovered this guy a few weeks ago, and he is very good. And I'm very impressed with hearing his music. He is from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised. And he began his music career in his late teens, you know, just like most of the guys, bouncing around the St. Louis music scene. And then he made his international debut in 2008 on Electro Groove Records. That's got to be the coolest name of a record company I've ever heard in my life. Electro Groove Records. And then in 2009, he released Pearl River. And it won Song of the Year at the Blues Music Awards. That's a pretty good accomplishment right out of the gate there. But like I said, we're talking about St. Louis' own Mr. Mike Zito. And right now we're going to get another one here. I think this one's called The Road Never Ends. St. Louis' own Mr. Mike Zito. Mr. Mike Zito, The Road Never Ends. That's some very good slide work right there. I loved slide guitar on the blues, you know. Started with the acoustic slide and then the electric slide. Just took it to the next level. I love slide guitar right there. and that is Mr. Mike Zito, St. Louis's own. You know, he's also a member of a blues rock supergroup. They call themselves the Royal Southern Brotherhood. And in that group also is Devin Allman, the son of Greg Allman, and Cyril Neville. Of course, you know, down in the blues circles down in along the Mississippi, you know, Neville is a very popular last name. And, you know, the Neville brothers are, you know, their music speaks for themselves. That being said, you know, I like, I'm digging this song, this guy, Mike Zito. I never heard him before a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I'm having a good time discovering this new music. And that's really what a lot of this radio show is all about, just hearing stuff you haven't heard before. Really good blues work. And let's get right into it. Let's get one more Mike Zito song here. How about this one here? No one to talk to but the blues.
Last night I came home, you weren't there. Found all my things thrown everywhere. No one to talk to. No one to talk to but the blues. I read your letter.
No one to talk to but the blues from St. Louis's own Mr. Mike Zito. Some more good guitar work right there. Artist I just discovered recently, and he has not disappointed. I listened to a lot of his music, and I'm quite impressed, to say the least. You know, also, he does a little bit of a soundtrack work. Everybody loves the TV show Sons of Anarchy. His song Greyhound was featured in that show, you know, as far as the soundtrack goes. But stick with us. The show's just getting started. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues, and we got a lot more blues for you on the way, so don't go anywhere. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.